We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What are we talking about here? Do we have Dr. Bielek here?
Oh, this is good.
Okay, let's get her on the radio for the 27th consecutive time, and she's here again. Like I say, you know, we'll be inviting you to the office party. I'm pretty sure of that.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, if we can have one, and of course, that's part of the, I guess that's our lead question today. Virginia Bielek, by the way, is a specialist in infectious disease at Hartford Healthcare. So, I don't know, we're looking at 6 months. See, here's the problem, and it's got to be for you. Who knows? You know, can we have a Christmas party? Don't know, right?
We don't know. Unfortunately, at this point, we don't know.
How worried should we be?
Well, if you're vaccinated, you're pretty protected against the current variants. But there's a lot of concern if you're not vaccinated that the virus is going to find you.
Yeah.
And the virus, and if you become infected with COVID-19, then you risk spreading it to other people. So if you're not vaccinated, please, for your own sake and that of those around you, please get vaccinated so that, yes, we can have a holiday party.
I saw somebody talk about it as basically it's a pandemic among the unvaccinated. Would that be correct?
Those are the words coming out of the CDC right now.
Oh.
And yes, that is true. The vast majority of people that have been hospitalized recently have not been vaccinated. And I mean, I can attest to this as I take care of these patients in the hospital, and they're just not vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you might get sick, you might get mildly sick.
But it won't
be
as bad, yeah.
But you're not going to be as bad. You're probably not going to be hospitalized, and you're probably not going to die of COVID-19.
Well, all right.
You know, when it comes to the breakthrough, they call them breakthrough cases, right, mm-hmm. when you've been vaccinated and then contract mm-hmm. COVID, are any of them getting really sick? And sort of like, how does that happen? Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah, how does it get around the vaccine?
Well, remember that no vaccine is 100%. And the Delta variant is the predominant variant in Connecticut as well as throughout the United States right now. And it's had some changes that allow it to slightly evade the immune response that people got from prior infection or from vaccination. Now, you get very good protection from the vaccines. Remember, we're starting with over 90%. So if you lose a little bit of protection, you're down into the 80% range. 88% was one of the numbers I recently saw. But no vaccine is 100%.
Right. But no matter what it is, yeah.
You know, but we do know that by, a few people who have gotten the vaccine, mostly older or otherwise sick individuals, have mm-hmm. been admitted to the hospital. But it's by far and away the vast majority of people I'm seeing have not been vaccinated.
So the one question we've talked a lot about on the show since we last spoke to you, Dr. Bielek, of course, Dr. Virginia Bielek with Hartford Healthcare, is this masks on children in the fall for school. And the CDC said, you know, if you're vaccinated, you don't. And then the American Association of Pediatrics said, you know, everyone's got to wear a mask. We just found out the Boston acting mayor said school kids in Boston have to wear a mask. We know what the CDC and the AAP says. What do you think should happen with our kids in school?
Well, I hate to, you know, I must tell you that I still wear masks in crowded indoor settings.
Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
And, you know, I'm vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated, and I feel pretty safe. But I don't know who out there hasn't been vaccinated and isn't wearing a mask. So in a very crowded situation, I wear masks. I actually have a daughter who's going to be teaching in the Boston Public School System next year, and I'm, you know, glad that she will be as protected as possible. And I know she's in favor of mask wearing. So, you know, I think it's really safe. And as you know, a number of municipalities have gone back to mask mandates. And I think
Los Angeles,
we know, and Philadelphia also, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we know that masks help decrease transmission. And so if you're not vaccinated, please wear a mask in an indoor setting. If you are vaccinated, do what makes you comfortable.
Dr. Bielek, a question I have, this goes but kind of follows up where Brian was. You know, as far as kids, there's no vaccine for kids under 12. But is this, what is the threat to kids from this, you know, virus? You know, and they're not vaccinated, so on and so forth. Are they carriers? What happens?
Well, in, you know, back April, May 2020, we thought this was a disease of older individuals.
Yes.
And that children were not getting infected. I think we need to keep in mind that back then children were not in school. And they didn't have a lot of contact with each other. And so now that things have been relaxed a little, we are seeing that children can get sick. And they can get sick either acutely and have symptoms similar to those in adults, but they can also have long-term symptoms. And I've heard more and more cases of young people who have brain fog afterwards, or athletes who can't get back up to the capacity they were before. And I'm hearing about more and more children that have symptomatic infection. So whether it's the Delta variant or whether it's the fact that we're not masking or children are getting back together with each other, I don't know. But we do know that children can get infected, and unfortunately a few hundred children have died of COVID-19.
You know, Dr. Bielek, the one thing we haven't talked about in a long time is sort of what happens when you do get sick. And I'm just curious in terms of therapeutics. And it seems that,
yes,
you have to correct me if I'm wrong, that when you get hospitalized, the ratio of people actually dying after hospitalization has changed. I mean, there are more people who get hospitalized and recover than a year ago, say. I mean, where are we on therapeutics? Where are we on the hospital treatment? Have we learned enough to really succeed more than we did before?
Well, it's a dynamic situation. You got to keep in mind that back in March, April, May 2020, the vast majority of our patients were older.
Right.
And so no matter what we did, their chances of survival were going to be lower. But yes, we have learned a number of principles of management that help us in terms of treating some of these patients. So they're younger. Again, they're not vaccinated, and I will tell you they're in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and they're coming in and getting very sick. But because they are younger, more of them are going to survive.
And final question. We're going to do a visual exercise here. As you know, we're all very familiar with the way the virus looks under an electron microscope, the artist's rendition, so to speak. What does it look like, the new one, the variant? Same thing?
The variant is going to look the same. The changes are down at the RNA level. And thus it translates into slightly changed proteins. So unless you do sophisticated genetic testing, you can't tell under the microscope.
Well, I just wondered. Yeah. And then we got monkeypox, but let's not talk about that today. All right. I guess we're going to check the forecast. Regina Bielek, it's always good to talk to you.
Great to be here and get vaccinated if you're not.
I know. All right. Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.